This may be unsettling. It is for me. Think about why pumice is found in Nebraska in quantities sufficient to be mined. Pumice is a product of explosive volcanic eruptions. Ah, but there are no volcanoes in Nebraska. Where was the volcano that laid this down? When did it blow? One thread in the story is that it's possible to date the eruption to 640,000 years ago. That's thanks to a beautiful technique or device known as SHRIMP, or Sensitive High Resolution Ion Microprobe. This device captures the small amounts of uranium and lead trapped in the rock. We know how fast uranium decays into lead, so that the ratio of uranium to lead as selected isotopes gives us the time since tiny zircon crystals solidified in the rock. Another thread is that a 60-mile-long mountain range is missing in Yellowstone National Park, first noticed in 1870 by U.S. Army Lieutenant Gustavus Doane. Not long ago, scientists viewing satellite imagery of the park realized that the whole park is a caldera, remnants of the most massive eruption on our continent. More evidence accumulated that Yellowstone has erupted three times, spaced about 600,000 years apart. Is it due? Magma or molten rock moves now and then under the park, sometimes sloshing Yellowstone Lake. There's no immediate threat, but is it time to move? This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.